Jodie Rose is taking her connection to place to a whole new level by marrying a bridge, the Pont du Diable in Cirey, France, to be precise. Welcome to Weekend Arts, Jodie.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you for having me.
So I have a lot of questions, Jodie, but let's start with the ceremony that's happening this Monday on June 17th. What have you got planned?
So the ceremony is planned. It's going to be very beautiful. I have an amazing dress made by a designer in Barcelona. He draped it and fitted it in like 3 days. And we discussed that, you know, if you're going to be marrying a bridge, then you need something that obviously signifies that you're a bride. So we went with white, very traditional, long, medieval veil. I'm going to have gorgeous flowers. And so basically I'm going to walk across the bridge. So the bridge is also kind of becoming the aisle and the stage, as well as my fiancé. It's going to be quite a serious ceremony. I have a young Portuguese woman, Anna, who's going to conduct the ceremony for me. We'll have a little bit of ritual. We haven't written the kind of vows yet. We're doing that on the weekend.
When you say we, Jodie, I imagine it's not the bridge who's collaborating with you. Who is...
Of course. Well, he's writing his own vows. I'm curious to hear, you know, how he will express himself in the moment, because he is actually very silent. He's a strong, silent bridge, which is partly why I've been drawn to him.
So tell me a little bit, before I have to ask the question which everyone at home listening is asking, which is, what? Why? What does this mean? I want you to tell me a little bit about your husband-to-be. He's strong and silent, but what sort of era is the Pont du Diable?
Well, he's medieval, quite gothic, actually. He was built in 1321 to 1341. It's actually a common name around Europe, the Devil's Bridge. I think it was that it was such a feat of engineering to build these bridges that people thought that the devil must have played a part in them. And there's always a legend associated, which kind of varies a little bit from place to place. And in this particular case, the river is quite wild. It can flood quite high, and the banks are very high. So it's about 20 metres from the river up to the bridge. When he was built, he was the longest span in the world, so he's 46 metres long.
And one of those very beautiful sort of stone bridges. People will be able to sort of see in their mind's eye of those arches in this very mountainous countryside. It's a very striking-looking place.
It's really beautiful. I mean, people like Picasso came and worked and lived there because it is really gorgeous. The deeper you go into the mountains, kind of the wilder the territory becomes. I think the Eastern Pyrenees, or Pyrenees Oriental, is a really special place. Like, it's somewhere that you can feel like quite a strong connection to the earth and to nature. I'm very urban. Like, I grew up in Sydney and, hello, Mum. Sorry, I had to do that. And I have lived mostly in cities. So I've been based in Berlin for the last 6 years, but from that, travelling to and from quite a lot of different places. And it's actually really a treat for me to be outside the city, to be somewhere that's a little bit more peaceful. And that's also part of the reason that I was drawn to this place. I'm doing an artist residency here in a small town nearby. It's about 20 minutes drive, called Alsatek. You can hear the traffic going past on the main road in the background. The residency was actually set up by a couple of artists who moved here, Theresa Wenberg and Pierre Lobstein. Theresa suggested there was something interesting about, you know, this bridge. And I was, you know, I've been having some visa issues with being Australian.
The story of being an Australian in Europe, Jodie. My heart goes out to you, as do the hearts of Australians everywhere.
Exactly. And I haven't found a European husband. And Theresa said, why don't you marry the Devil's Bridge? And I went, you know what? That's actually a really good idea. And so my work has developed from being based around the sound of bridges and recording the vibration in the structure and making experimental music and performances and installations.
Which is something you've done all over the world, isn't it, Jodie? All over the world doing sound with bridges.
Yeah, Glasgow, Singapore, all along the Danube, Finland, Bangkok. It's been a long and wild journey. And I've actually shifted a bit from just listening to the sound to being also interested in the kind of the cultural resonance and the way that the bridge holds an important part in the kind of mythology of a place. And there are often very specific legends around bridges. Mm.
So, I mean, I understand that fascination with bridges and all of the sort of symbolic power that bridges have about connecting places and their involvement in particular histories and in myths about creation. But why the next step? Why the step to say, I'm going to have a marriage ceremony with this particular bridge?
There's something very strongly grounded about this bridge. he's been there for 600 years, so I know that he has, like, stability. I'm feeling very, like, I need to be more grounded. Like, I'm feeling a little bit rootless. It's a wonderful problem to have. But, you know, I have too many homes in too many places, and when you've been living fairly nomadically for a long time, you build up this certain energy, and because of the way my career works, which is what I've really been focused on for the last 10 years, it can be really hard to stop and be in one place and to find a way to kind of settle. And so for me, it is actually a sort of an important personal and philosophical decision. And because I haven't had a partner, it's also saying, you know, I have devoted a lot of my life to this work with Bridges, and this, and it's taken me to incredible places. And I've, you know, got to work with amazing people and have really wonderful experiences. But it can also be really, really hard. It's constantly finding, like, you know, the next step forward and trying to keep juggling things, keep making them work. And I would like a little bit more stability in my life. I would like this deeper connection and relationship. And so for me, actually, marrying the bridge is a symbolic ritual to celebrate as well the path I've chosen and the way that I live. And it's definitely not something for everyone, but it's been really beautiful the way that my friends, like, I stayed in Barcelona for 6 months last year because I was trying to see if I could maybe make it work there. And in the end, I went back to Berlin, and then I decided to do some residencies this year so that I could keep focusing on my work without having the stress of trying to stop and make a life somewhere. It's like, you know, my life is kind of nomadic. And it's been really beautiful, though, the way my friends have embraced this crazy undertaking. And I really did question my sanity at one point. I thought, okay, have I completely lost it now? And I don't think I have. Or if I have, there are very wonderful people willing to join me.
This is Weekend Arts on RN. I'm Sarah Kanoski, and I'm speaking with artist Jodie Rose for our Where I'm Calling From segment, where she's talking about the decision to marry a bridge, the Devil's Bridge, in the Pyrenees region of France this coming Monday. You've talked about the response of friends and other artists in the region. What about people, locals in the town? Have you sort of involved them in the project, or are they aware of what's going to be happening on their bridge on Monday?
Yes, I've connected with some people in Surrey who I've met through friends here in Arles. People are a little bit...
Surprise me. Kind of, a little bit unsure.
Bemused, a little bit intrigued. And it's been an interesting process because the daughter of a lovely woman, Rebecca, who's actually been kind of taking me around and introducing me to some local people. She introduced me to the celebrant, Anna, and her daughter, who's beautifully named Jodie Mandela Rose, asked me after our first visit to the bridge, so how do you marry a bridge? Will he wear a ring? Are you going to kiss him? Someone else asked me about the first dance. And so people's questions, people's kind of exploration of it have also helped me to kind of shape and understand more clearly what I'm doing. I mean, the response is overall, I guess I would say, bemused but positive.
Mm-hmm.
But actually a really nice local connection is there's actually a really interesting local... There's a sort of a local artisan community here. And one of these people, Simon Le Forgeron, is a blacksmith. I managed to explain to Simon that I was asking if he would be able to make a ring for the bridge. And he agreed. And then we had a look at some of the metal he has sort of in the workshop. And I went, oh, wow, this piece is beautiful. And it's quite a thick piece of kind of rusted iron. And he said, oh, yeah, I pulled that out of the river.
How are you going to use that in the ritual?
We'll have the traditional, I'll walk down the aisle and my friend who's giving me away will lift the veil, we'll exchange vows and we'll do the exchange of rings. We've made it so that it can just be fitted onto the wall of the bridge.
And Jodie, you were saying about that one of the things personally for you that's prompted this is this sense of a rootlessness, a sort of nomadic life that maybe you're ready to shift. Does this mean that you're going to be setting up home in the Pyrenees? Are you kind of going to be living near your husband in the future?
It's definitely a possibility. I mean, I really enjoy being here. I don't know, it's a very different life, and honestly I don't know if I would be able to really stay here and make it work, but I'd give it a go. And I'll definitely come back and spend time with my husband if I do move on to other places.
Well, on behalf of Weekend Arts listeners, Jodie Rose, congratulations for your Monday wedding.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely talking with you.
Artist Jodie Rose marrying a medieval bridge in the Pyrenees on Monday. And at the Weekend Arts website at Radio National Online, we've linked to Jodie's site and she's keen for your messages. There'll be photos up after Monday's ceremony.